Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Who, everybody, is everybody picking their unibrow right now? Oh, boy, you a unicorn.
You got
nice.
It?
Thank you.
Do mine.
Look at this.
Do mine.
Oh, you can make a wish. You can make a wish on that one.
I have one.
It's not sticking out long enough to, like, get a grip unless you had, like, a tweezer.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
That
like
came out. Y'all heard that? You guys heard that?
That was a big follicle.
Good job, Mariah. Nice to see you guys again after
yeah,
what feels like
are
2 days.
Yeah, careful with the footsies. People are commenting.
Oh, really?
I didn't notice I was doing that. Like, I tap you when I wanted to say something to you.
I do
but
that.
But I don't notice
that. I think I know why that is. I don't know if you grew up the same way, but when I'm talking to people, I like to tap them.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it. Until recently where I tap and I'm like, that's really annoying that I do that. I think it's because growing up in a big family, like you're not always like completely paid attention to.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, hello, like I'm right here. So I naturally tap because I'm just like, are you paying attention? Like, are you here with me? Otherwise so I'm going
to
feel stupid.
Kind of childish of us to do that.
Maybe.
We haven't grown out of that.
I don't know if that's what it is, but that's what I'm thinking
I think
of.
It is. Like, I feel like if you're touching somebody, I think it's like you haven't grown, like it's something you need to grow out of, I feel like.
I think so, but you want their full attention though.
Yeah.
Like if they're in the room with you, but they're not fully paying attention, you really want to say something, I just give them like a, oh my, like.
It's like a dog.
Or if it's something like really exciting, I feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're not going to believe.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about my, how much noise it's making.
Ka-ding.
We have a lot to talk about, discuss on this podcast episode today. So we're going to get right into it.
You ready, baby?
Yeah.
Let me crack this cold one.
Let me crack this cold one. We got Accelerator.
Ooh. It's Kabuto, baby.
Let's go. Hey, let's go. We got $5 here, $6, $7. Hey.
Going once, going twice.
I can never tell if the song's overstarted or not because I'm the headphones.
Yeah. I like to guess every day. I can barely hear it because I don't have headphones. But you know, I think I got it that time. But yeah, welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you for coming again.
Thank you. Come again.
You guys came again. Thank you so much. That means sometimes we're all surprised.
It
you
is
guys are still here. It's really cool.
It's really
cool that you guys are here still.
It's cool.
It just reminds me of all the videos I see where it's like anybody could buy a microphone and have a podcast nowadays. Like makes me feel like horrible inside.
we're getting these comments a lot now on TikTok.
Because we're reaching a new audience that doesn't know us. Yeah. And I'm like,
no, there's a new one. We're starting to get this quite a few on our TikToks.
It's horrible.
This one. Bro, let's make a podcast.
No.
Every time I see it, I'm like, oh.
No.
You know what? Whatever. It's hard. You podcast for 5 years and tell me if there's anything else to talk about after 5 years. It's tough.
You could literally
it's
do
hard.
That with any podcast.
Okay, that's giving try being an influencer for a day.
Try being my size.
No, I'm saying the first year is the easiest.
Oh
it really is.
Yeah. Especially,
there's so much to talk about.
Especially when we weren't seeing each other as often. And we were catching up with each other. Now we see each other like every single day. Like, what the hell else do we talk about?
Yeah, it's tough.
But even looking back at old episodes.
What's champagne problems?
Whatever.
You guys can tell.
I mean, success, right?
Succession. quite a few has happened this week. A lot.
Right after saying that, quite a few has
quite
happened.
Quite a few has been.
Back to you, Zane. Thank you, Mariah.
Quite a few has been.
Yeah, we have some health updates.
Yeah, so you guys know some people posted about it already, but I did my body reveal, right? Where I've been working out, I've been busting my ass for the past like 7 months. Naturally, by the way, people, I'm already seeing comments.
It's all right. Just ignore
it. I know. I know. It's tough. I mean, it's not tough, but it's just like,
ego.
I thought I wouldn't care, but then it's just like, but you can't blame them. You can't blame them because they don't see anything.
What about all the women?
Mariah, I can't wait to see my DMs.
Have you gotten?
I can't wait. What?
Have you gotten an influx of like attention?
I've gotten an influx for him.
Not really.
My DMs are flooded right now and it didn't even come out. And they're like, please tell Zane I'm really blown. And it's like their resume of how.
Because I'm not getting those DMs. I feel like my friends get them all, but they're not coming into my box.
I'm not going to lie. I do stalk all of them and see if anybody really is a good candidate.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for checking. It's tough. Every time I find someone that's like, oh, she's good. Private.
Oh.
Every time it's a private account. It's just, and you can't waste your time on it. You just got to go.
And you're not just going to throw out that follow to get that quick little.
But my other friend's like, Todd, one time I was going through Todd's, I just can't believe he, it's insane. It's insane comparing his to mine. I'm like, I think I'm refreshing it. I think mine's working.
I must have some sort of like blocker on here. Yeah.
But my DMs are broken. They truly are broken. They really are. It's been broken for like a few years, but it's
just.
What does
that mean?
Broken.
Mine are too.
So my top DMs are all from like 100 weeks ago.
Yeah, mine too.
You have to like scroll through a lot to get to like recent ones.
Chronological order.
Yeah, they're like, I think it's by how many followers they have or something. Ugh.
Well, you know there's a button you click and it'll change that.
Mine doesn't work.
Doesn't matter. It still doesn't work.
Mm.
What are we talking about? Everyone's like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Shut up. So what happened to your health?
No. Okay, so what was I saying?
Body reveal.
Body reveal. Okay, so for the documentary, for the Zealot documentary, Ilya wanted to do like a whole reveal in an auditorium in Beverly Hills. So he rented out a stage.
Beautiful spot, by the way.
Yeah, it was really nice. Really you should cool have seen theater. What he was trying to get before. I was like,
the picture.
We have to change it. So they changed it and
it looked like a bingo hall before.
It looked like a talent show for elementary school. It was bad. Imagine seeing like stories if it was in that other location.
No.
I'd have been like, nobody can post and the doc can't go out either. it was really nice.
It was really pretty.
Ilya decided to invite 200 people when I didn't even want.
Did you know any 80? Of those people?
I didn't know most of the people.
Because, I wonder if people were just random.
I saw the list. I saw the link list and the only people I knew were probably like, 30?
Yeah.
I didn't know the rest of the people. But it was all probably like Ilya's like fitness, like business guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't recognize a lot of them, but yeah, everybody was there. I spent like the night before and the day of preparing my body for it. So I got a lot of advice from my mom because my mom used to do like competitions and a lot of her friends do competitions too. So they gave me some advice on what to do. And they were saying how I have to like really dehydrate my body in order for my body to look the best it can. And, you know, we were doing a lot of photos, a lot like filming for the doc. So I want to just try to look as good as I possibly could, right. Whether it was like the healthiest way to do it or not. That's just the world.
It's just for a quick little time.
Yeah. That's just what you got to do, especially if you're like in a competition, but I wasn't, but it was still,
you were competing important. Against yourself,
competing against myself and making sure it looked the best on camera. So I probably had this much water the whole day. Yeah, I probably had a total of like six or seven sips of water throughout the whole day. And guys, this is not what I was doing every day. It was just for Wednesday, the day of. I had maybe like a rice cake with a little bit of that, of our flavored PB powder. Amazing, by the way. So I had that. And then what else did I have? I had a little bit of Gatorade and then I had like an apple. So not drinking water was actually easier than I thought. Because I forget to drink water a lot. So like to me, it was like, oh, this is pretty easy. So like not drink it, but still has effects when you like when you do this.
Your muscles will start cramping. You start feeling like kind of like tight and weak.
I just felt really just weak the whole day. Right. And so on top of that, since we're like taking pictures and I was pumping it out. Right. I was like. I would go on stage every time we rehearse, we would take more pictures and then I would just do a pump before coming on stage.
How many times did you do
that? I probably did a full body pump like 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
Before you guys even showed up. Mm. So I felt great, you know, like I felt really strong when I was like lifting. We had 30 pound weight. So I was just like doing every single like workout I could till I was tired. And then when we were doing rehearsals, I would come out and I would flex really hard, right? Flexing on its own is its own workout. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Yeah.
So they had me doing all these like poses and we were taking pictures, videos, everything. And I started to get really, really tired before you guys
were you
even
getting like
up.
Lightheaded? Because I know when really I did mine, I was like seeing stars and feeling really faint. And I remember when I was doing my like video,
yeah,
I was standing there like not even aware of what was going on.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I was about to faint. I just felt really exhausted. Mm-hmm. Like I was just overworking my body to like the max. And then so I was like in the green room the whole time, just like preparing myself. It was really funny. I had I decided to wear like competition underwear. Like, and it was
competition underwear.
And it's crazy. You could literally go on Amazon and find competition underwear. I didn't think you could find anything on Amazon. It's pretty, pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And this is what bodybuilders wear when they're doing like a bodybuilding competition.
Yeah. I'm surprised how comfortable Heath, it was more comfortable than anything I've ever worn.
More than briefs?
Yes. Because it was, you know how underwear like that, it's really see-through and it's really like, it's just not really the coverage in this was insane.
Huh.
It was like it was made for my body.
But you didn't do the, I would never do the thong one.
I did that one.
You had cheek coverage.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I wore. It was that. I didn't have cheek, did I have cheek coverage?
You did.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it wasn't like a thong. Right, it was definitely.
It was very professional.
Well, it is a competition underwear, so it probably has to be modest. It was modest.
It was very modest.
No, the back of your underwear was wider than the front of your underwear.
Yes. Yes.
That's good.
Everybody started to show up. Ilya was having a mental breakdown. He was so nervous.
He was freaking out.
He was freaking out, which is strange because I wasn't that nervous for some reason. I think
so
it's because I didn't
have
to say a word on stage.
What was he panicking about?
He was panicking. It's just that he had a whole speech.
Yeah.
He had a whole speech for me. He had slideshows pretty much kind of introing the trip before the trailer.
Yeah.
Where you guys saw for the first time. Talking about my percentage, my body fat percentage, and just my journey in general.
9%, by the way.
9.7.
That is unreal.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Good. We didn't know that.
No, I didn't know you hit 9.
Yeah. He was super nervous right before we started. So stupid. Like, I can't believe that I thought this was, I think it was just in the moment and it was seconds before we came, like LA came out to start. He was like, I got to take a shot. I was like, I'll take one with you. And you know, we're both excited. Like,
yeah.
This was the moment that we were like really preparing ourselves for. And once this is done, it's over, but let's just take a shot. Let's enjoy this moment. So we both take a shot. It goes down like, whoo, wow, that burned. Right. And then second shot, third shot. And this was before we even got out.
You were doing shots before you
went out.
Yeah,
because
remember we looked at Ilya and I was like, did you have anything to drink? And he was like,
yes.
I'm drunk.
Yeah, he was.
He was like, I can't do this.
Drunk.
I thought he was kidding.
He was nervous. Yeah, he was really nervous.
He's really nervous because it's like a one shot thing. Like once you're, the confetti and everything, it was a one shot thing.
Oh, don't get me started.
We'll talk about that later. But he goes out. He does a good job, I think. I didn't really hear him.
He did good.
The minute I came out, I blacked out.
Oh, really?
Those shots hit me like a train because my body's been
you weren't eating, you weren't drinking water.
Nothing. Nothing in my stomach except for tequila. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, whoa, I shouldn't have done that. And I pretty much blacked out. I remember seeing a few faces. I saw your guys. I don't know who was there. I couldn't tell you who was there.
All the friends and then the rows behind us were all.
That's crazy because after that was all done, I was trying to remember who was there and I had to like second guess if who was there. Like, I don't remember seeing.
Do you remember?
I didn't see Todd. I didn't see Todd. I didn't see.
Do you remember seeing Mark Wahlberg?
Just in the back.
Obama was there.
Yeah, just like the most influential people.
Were you embarrassed? Okay, so to paint the picture, Zane walks out on stage and two people are covering him with a sheet. And they're walking sideways.
It's like a tiny red curtain.
It's like a magic show. It's like a magic mic show.
So basically, they walked out with him. He's behind it, and he's just kind of like
teasing.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
by the way, nobody knows I'm wearing this underwear except for like maybe you guys. And
right. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they drop the curtain, body reveal, everybody pops this giant confetti bombs, confetti everywhere.
It looked pretty crazy on camera when Leah showed me the footage.
It looked crazy in person.
Yeah.
It was a great shot.
Did everybody have confetti in their hand?
Yeah.
Oh, every single person in their seats?
Yeah.
Wow.
It really felt like you won the Powerball.
We didn't get secondhand embarrassment at all.
No, I thought.
And I normally do for things. It just looked so, because you looked good. So it was like, it wasn't like, oh, Zane being funny.
Yeah.
And like having this funny body. Yeah. Like, it looked good. It looked professional.
I'm glad you're really honest, because that's something I would have worried about if this was Heath or anybody, like a close friend of mine on stage.
Yeah.
The first thing in my head was like, I hope there's no like, because I know how they're feeling. I just hope it doesn't resonate to the audience.
It was a perfect balance between.
Because I didn't feel cringe when I was out there for some reason.
Yeah, it wasn't cringy, right?
It wasn't.
Because it was like, your personality was still there. Like, you were still being funny with it, but you were doing, like, professional poses. So it wasn't like you were trying too hard and you were trying to be cool.
Really?
Like, yes. You were kind of, like, smiling and having fun with yourself during it. So it didn't look like you were trying to be, like, Mr. Cool.
Macho.
Like, you, like, looked like you were, like...
I wish I had a little bit more fun with it on stage, because I feel like I was ready to just get off the stage in that moment.
Felt that way. It didn't look that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely felt like that.
We were surprised because we knew how you felt before going out there. You were panicking all week. But seeing you out there, I was like, he looks so comfortable.
Yeah,
I was
pretty drunk.
Exactly. But so I think it was worse in your head.
I also felt way too exposed, right?
Of course. I would imagine. I mean, you're an underwear.
Yeah. Like when I was up there at some point, I was just like, oh, this is like... I feel like I'm being looked as like a naked animal. I gotta get. That's what, you saw how I picked up
at the end.
You were like, "Can I have a towel?" Like as soon as it was done, can I have a towel?
I was like, "I get a towel," and then I was trying to be serious with the mic because I wanted to get a certain picture, like a certain shot. I was just like, "Hey guys, by the way, can we just get this done?"
No, it was a good balance. Even you snapping into work mode where you were like, "I need to get another shot. Can everyone listen really quick?" It was so smooth. Everyone did it, and it was over with.
Yeah.
Like everything was seamless. I thought it was really good, and nobody's seen your body yet. Even the friends, like nobody's seen it.
Like, I've been trying to avoid showing, just like you guys, just really show because
I'm glad we didn't see it.
Also, too, when you are oiled up and tan like that, it is way more.
Oh my god! So it's insane when you tan yourself and oil up. I think for me, more it was the tan than the oil, because without the oil, it still looks insane.
Yeah,
but when you see
the definition,
when you're darker is crazy.
Yeah.
So if you guys are working out, just like hop in the tanning bed here and there, you'll see results. Or if you don't think you're seeing results, just get a tan and then you're like, oh shit, it's actually there.
Yeah.
I just didn't see it.
But you have to be like fit. Like me getting tan right now, I would.
Oh
not.
My god, no! When I was after a month, I got a tan. Like this was not when I was doing the tanning bed, but when I got a tan, I felt like it defined just even a little muscle I had.
It's like wearing the color black.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel, I get that.
Yeah, but.
Gives you a little boost.
What did you guys do before you came? Because I didn't know,
We were getting popcorn. The concession stand was open.
Oh, you were able to eat there?
Yeah.
I thought you weren't allowed to eat or drink anywhere
in there.
We got
food, drinks.
I was trying to order a pretzel dog.
They had like food?
Yeah, it was a real like movie theater concession stand.
Oh, dang.
It was weird. It was weird to think about because we were in line like getting like popcorn, snacks. I was like, literally, we're going to watch Zane take his shirt off. Like, it was just funny when it, like, looking at the whole situation.
Like,
everybody,
Jordan was like, I'll do a chili dog. I'll do,
But I'm like, literally,
so
we're just
going to
sit there and just be watching.
Watching me have abs.
Such a funny, like, concept.
Yeah. It's so funny because people didn't realize, people thought we were just doing this for no reason. Like, because when people were posting, they're like, oh, wow, these guys are just doing a reveal. like it's the Hunger Games or something. Right. No, it was strictly for the doc, just for that shot of the confetti and all that. But we decided to just, why not?
Right.
Why not?
Have fun with it.
Have fun with it. Yeah.
You know what comments I hate seeing? And it's like bothering me for you.
What?
On the trailers and stuff that were posted on like TikTok.
Uh-huh.
People saying like,
oh, I hated how I sounded in that.
No, you sounded great.
Oh, no, the The trailer.
No, just that. Like. You don't realize how many times you say like, know, until it's all edited together like that.
And as an editor, I'm the first person to pick that out. I did not pick that out from that trailer.
Really?
Watching that trailer actually gave me like goosebumps. Like Heath's line, your mom's line, all the shots of you it was so perfect.
Oh, that's good. Okay, wow.
I can't wait to see it.
I hated seeing comments of people thinking that like you kind of did this whole trailer thing for yourself, not realizing that it's like a Zila doc for a fitness company.
Oh, I know.
You're doing it for. And it was like, I knew that was coming. Need to like do.
You're not a celebrity. It's like, I know I'm not.
It's just for Zila. So it made me so mad for you because I was like,
I know, but it's like, you're not going to get 100% positive comment. I saw that. I was like, yeah, that's
normal. It's just, I guess it's just the people that comment without knowing anything.
Yeah.
But that means you're reaching outside your demographic.
There you go. We're hitting the train. We're hitting the discovery page.
You're hitting those couch potatoes.
Yeah. And hey, I once was 1-1 too.
Did you know? That?
Back to you, Zane. Thanks, Ryan. I was once 1-1 that too.
So yeah, we got it done. It was completed. I felt like it was a success.
It was amazing.
After everything, I got
back. You
know, back.
It wasn't a success?
Wait, what? Oh, the
the cleanup.
Oh, the guys.
I'm not joking. Had to be at least 1 million pieces of confetti.
This was annoying though, because Ilya told them that there's gonna be confetti everywhere. He told them that everyone's gonna have confetti in their seats, and they're like, "Oh, that's fine. That's cool as long as you clean it up." That was all that they told us. After the confetti was all on the floor, we're like, oh, wow, this made a big mess.
Yeah.
Cleaners came. We all got together. We're like, okay, let's help clean up.
Keep in mind, there's probably a couple brooms, 2 extra large shop vacs, 3 normal vacuums, like, and garbage bags.
So it was
like,
already going to take a little bit with these vacs.
Oh, and but they only gave us an hour to clean up.
Yeah, an hour to clean
an
up.
An hour. So we were like, no problem. Everybody grab a vacuum. Everybody grab a broom. Get down on your hands and knees.
Easy peasy. We're going to get this shit done in an hour.
We'll be in and out.
Oh, and a blower to blow all of them down the seating so you get it piled up there. Then you shop vac it, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
So we go to get the vacuum and start like winding it out. And the guy that is running this whole operation that like works for the theater is like, you can't use a vacuum. And we were like, huh?
Like he's a shop vac, like just like the regular.
He's like, you can't use those because dust is going to get everywhere. And we're like, I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
Like just being like,
the way it was set up was a joke. Was like, because it was literally going to be impossible to clean this confetti up without a vacuum.
The only logical explanation was to use a vacuum. And he kept telling us it's going to kick dust everywhere and we can't have that. But he wasn't suggesting what else to do.
So just we were like, no.
What do you normally do? And it's a carpeted area. We were like, you don't vacuum the carpet. And they were like, we sweep it.
It's not just a carpeted area. It went back and forth between cement, carpet.
Right. There was different
throughout
lips.
All the seats. So all these lips and shit. So the confetti was not going to go anywhere unless it was vacuumed up section by section.
So we were like, okay, I guess we'll sweep it. So then we used the brooms that we had.
No, tell them we asked for brooms.
Oh, the ones that they brought out?
They come out with these Halloween-ass witches' brooms.
Brooms are this big.
With like 3 pieces of hay. And we're struggling. I'm dragging Jordan across the floor to like try to sweep it all into one pile, which worked.
Did you see
Jordan?
That? Jordan laid
it
down.
It actually worked.
And
oh, yeah, Mariah using his body to.
Yeah, it actually worked.
Which I'm surprised that was allowed, but not the vacuum. Because I feel like that could do more damage to the floor.
We swept.
Bunch
I think
of
I swept the same area for 30 minutes.
No,
and I didn't even, it didn't make a dent.
Because the thing is, there were maybe 10 or 15 of us sweeping, but with the broom, you're picking up this wind and everyone's sweeping in a different direction. So everyone's like confetti is blowing back into your area. So it just like, it was pointless.
At some point, we just started laughing because we just knew that this wasn't going to get done. Because
the guy was in the back of the room crossing his arms and he was like, 1 hour left.
Wait.
The way he was sitting there like looking at his watch, I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm really thinking about it. What's the difference if you're brooming dust around or vacuuming it? To me, a broom would be throwing that shit everywhere.
That's exactly. As opposed to just sucking it in.
That's what I thought.
A vacuum doesn't just create dust.
I know. Like, I'm pretty sure he was talking about the kickback, but there's not a lot of it. And it stays on the ground. A broom, if you're doing this on the stage, he was worried about it hitting the screen when the screen was up on an elevated stage.
I don't get it.
We were sweeping below.
I honestly think he was just messing with us.
No, because he charged for everything. Oh, remember? Yeah.
Did you know he was charging for absolutely everything?
No. What do you mean?
If he saw one person sit on an arm of a chair, it was $100. So he was tally marking extra costs on top of everything to airdrop and download your documentary video to play.
Anytime anyone airdrops anything to the screen, $100 per airdrop.
And it was
like making up prices.
Wait, what?
Yes. Yeah,
it was crazy.
They charged for everything you added onto it.
This guy knew what
it's
he was
doing. It's worse than a wedding venue.
Respect. Yeah.
That sounds like a joke.
Every little thing.
To show your screen of like, you went from this body fat to this body fat, you had to pay.
And then someone leaning on the armchair or sitting on the armchair at the end, $100.
Isn't that insane?
But he ended up giving us the next morning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the next morning they had to run out and buy the only vacuum that was allowed. It was like
a HEPA filter, some sort of like expensive.
It was so expensive.
Type. Vacuum or something that would be allowed in this place.
I think it was like a $600 vacuum. It was crazy. So they were like, if you give us till tomorrow, we'll go buy those vacuums, I guess.
I just can't believe the guy didn't say something in the beginning when he knew that there was going to be confetti everywhere.
That's the thing. He knew.
He knew he was going to make the money.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys can do confetti as long as you clean it up in an hour. Perfect. We got it. Mm. Oh, wait. No vacuums.
It's like the Squid Games.
It's and like, you have to be blindfolded.
I think we did say while we were doing it, it felt like a Mr. Beast type challenge.
Yeah, we were like, there is one piece of confetti with $1 million.
House rules.
That crazy was crazy. Though. But it's going to be worth it, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to look sick.
I think it's going to be the shot to, I don't think they're going to use much from there. I think it's just going to be like B-roll stuff.
They didn't press record.
Because I don't think they're going to put that whole like speech on there. And I don't think I think that was honestly just for you guys.
Yeah, I think so.
The whole speech, I think.
It gets the crowd going.
Yeah. As always, this podcast is sponsored by the best energy drink in the entire world, Ooh. Accelerator, baby. Mm-hmm. You guys know we've been drinking Accelerator for the past like 8 months now, and it honestly is like the most flavorful like energy drink I've ever had.
Absolutely. They've got bangers. Right now we're rocking the Rocket Pop.
I got the Kiwi Lime. They have a ton more flavors all on their site and also on Amazon if you guys want to check that out.
And you get that sugar fix. You get that sweet juice with only 10 calories and zero added sugar.
And not only that, baby, they got natural caffeine, ocean minerals, and plant-based thermogenics, if you know what that is.
And this year, we're trying to continue our health. Zane's trying to stay in shape. I'm trying to get back in shape. And this thing is an awesome pre-workout drink. Just get, you know, your energy in, or if you're in the middle of the day, you're feeling a little bit tired, you need to pick me up, just grab an accelerator and just boom, get that energy back up.
And not only that, accelerators actually give you guys a little discount, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Accelerator is offering $5 off your next Amazon order of accelerator. Just put your favorite flavor of accelerator in your cart and use the promo code 5Accelera at checkout.
Exactly. That's 5Accelera, A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A at checkout.
And we'll leave a link in our description box below so you know exactly where you're going to go to get that discount.
Thank you so much, Accelerator, for sponsoring this podcast, but also just getting us through our days.
We love you, baby. After we finished, obviously, in Zane fashion, I took like maybe 3-4 more tequila shots on an empty stomach. Mm-hmm. Just it was just really bad, right? And I'm drunk. I'm excited. Me and the Zelo team are on like the outside of the theater and we're just like shot for shot. We're all just like having fun and I feel fine at this time. And then I was going to go home, which I should have, but I was like, let's just stop at Barney's. And so we stop at Barney's and we got there. I ate.
You still hadn't eaten at this point.
I ate steak tacos at Barney's. I had like two steak tacos. It was great. It was pretty healthy. And then I go home, right? As soon as I get home, I start feeling this like chest pain. I was like, ooh, that's probably I just felt like tequila.
Agita.
Yeah, just tequila heartburn. Chest pain. It's nothing I've never felt before. It was just a little bit more extreme than usual, but I thought it was just because of the diet that was on that day, whatnot. So I was like, let me sleep this off. So I fall asleep. I go to sleep. I wake up the next day and it hurt so bad. I felt like my entire chest from like my throat to my like abdomen was filled with just unwanted air. Like I felt like I was suffocating. It was the, and my whole throat felt so inflamed. It felt like I had like,
did it
like feel- a, like a rod in it. Like it felt like,
ugh.
My mom was telling me to get checked for strep. Imagine strep, but like three of them all just in your throat.
Did it feel just- like a, what's it called? Like a stomach acid type burn too, or not really? Like, you know, if you throw up like stomach acid or like bile, it'll make your throat feel like raw and like kind of like.
Kind of like that. It was kind of like that. Right. And, it wouldn't go away. I remember breathing, like breathing in, breathing out, both just hurt. It was wild. And weird. So I thought it would have been smart to puke. I was like, I'm going to puke and maybe this feeling will go away. You know, sometimes you puke when you have like a stomach ache or something. Yeah. And it just like goes away immediately. I remember puking.
Did you do your trick?
What trick?
You put your head in the toilet and
no, sniff. I actually put my fingers in my mouth this time.
You changed
yeah,
it up?
Yeah, I just wanted to change it up, okay. You know, because I'm like a model now. So, so I...
getting into character.
Yeah, right. So I get it all out. I get like all that, like the liquids out. Like it was just all liquids. And I was like, that didn't work at all.
Probably
I
actually made it feel
a little. I actually feel a little worse now. And I remember I cleaned myself up and immediately rushed myself to the ER. I was like, this isn't getting any better. I started thinking about like heart attack, chest, everything over here. I just started thinking the worst things that could possibly happen.
Did you think you were having a heart attack?
No, because I feel like heart attacks come like pretty quickly after you feel something. Like it was probably hurting the whole night. I just was like asleep for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I realized when I was like very, very calm and not breathing really, then it stopped hurting. So it must have just stopped hurting while I was sleeping. And then when I was awake. And so
it hurts my chest thinking about that.
Yeah, it hurt a lot. And so I checked myself in the ER and I,
but like it must have been really bad because normally you always go to urgent care if ever something happens.
Even when it's really bad, I'll just go to urgent care.
So like, it must have been really bad for you to be like, I need to go to a hospital right
now. Yeah, I was kind of afraid for something serious to happen in my body that I would regret not going to like a hospital instead of urgent care. So I go to like the closest one to me. I don't want to say the name of the hospital because I'm about to talk a lot of shit right now. So I get to, and it wasn't a good one. So just, it was not a prestigious hospital. It was just like something just down
the
street.
You also didn't think you'd be spending so much time there. So you're just like, let me go to the closest thing.
Exactly. I just wanted someone to tell me like what it was. Maybe get some antibiotics. I also didn't want to wait like 4 hours at, or 3 hours in an urgent care. I know when you go to the ER, you get help pretty immediately. That's what I thought. Right. So I get to the ER and I go in and I'm like, it's starting to really come up. I'm like, I remember I was on the phone with my mom and I'm like, Mom, I'm really scared right now. Like it's getting worse. I feel like just everything is starting to shut down.
It also feels like something that stress and anxiety would make it worse. So if you're 100%. Feeling it, then you start panicking and then that would just make everything feel like even.
And I was panicking. And I was, stress was high for sure. I get to the window of where the emergency, you know, like kind of like where you go in when for emergency.
Yeah.
So like the doors open up, I get in there and is this lady, I was like, hi, I can't really describe what I'm feeling right now, but my chest feels like it's really tight. I'm breathing in and out hurts so much. I would never come here. I couldn't really explain what I was feeling.
You don't want to sound dramatic.
I also didn't want to sound dramatic, but I sounded dramatic probably because everything that I was saying was just the normal, what probably everybody walks in with saying, like, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
My stomach hurts. Yeah. But it was like genuinely hurting so much and I could not stop it. And so I told her everything. And she was looking at me like I was just another person. It like really sucked. And she gives me this giant packet of just like 20 pages to fill out. And I was like, I literally can't fill this out right now. Can you please just get me inside?
I personally think you were having a heart attack and just be like rushed in.
Yeah. And so, no, I had to fill all this out. And so I get in my seat, I'm filling this out, and my pen just starts dropping. Like, I drop my pen and I was like, I physically can't do this right now. And I'm just going to sit here until something happens. So I just sat there. And then the lady gets up and she's just like, sir, we'll take you in right now. She's like, Thank you so much.
Why does it have to get to that point?
I don't know.
Yeah, why do I have to die in the lobby in order to...
And so I get in, and the first thing they do is they have me sitting there. I was like sitting in a seat. This is before I even get into a room, right? So they're taking my vitals, or like they, you know, doing everything they need to do. And I'm seeing this patient being walked by police. So it looks like, I don't know if it was like a prisoner or something. And everything she was saying was probably everything I was saying in the room before.
It hurts.
I'm sitting there and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I don't think I'm going to be treated right. Like, I don't think I'm going to get the right treatment in this hospital. They're probably going to just kind of like leave me in this room.
You really are just another face.
It's just another face, right? And they get my vitals and everything. They look up and they said, well, your oxygen levels are great. And I'm like, that really sucks, because it really feels like I'm about to stop breathing. Yeah. And I know when I have panic attacks, if it really feels like you're about to die, right? I genuinely couldn't get a breath in and out. Like it just wasn't going. It was just hurting, mm-hmm. right? It was in such pain. And I told him, like, look, I wish you could just feel what I'm feeling right now, but seeing the oxygen level sucks. Because you probably think I'm being over dramatic right now, but like I truly, this hurts, and it's getting worse and worse as we're sitting here. So they like bring me to a room. I'm like finally get like a room, and I'm next to somebody else.
I hate when they share somebody rooms. Else,
but they do that. It's before you get a room, right? There's like different
stages,
right? This was a stage where they kind of just like throw you in like kind of like this room where you're sharing rooms, but then they bring you into an actual room after if you need it, right?
Yeah.
I think when I dislocated my elbow in Chicago for Natalie's birthday, I was in a room like that the whole time. I never got my own room.
Oh.
They kind of just like broke my, got my elbow back into the place,
back in.
Put the cast on, and then let me go from a room like that. So I just figured that I was going to be in a room like that. It was just so uncomfortable. It felt so cold and just
there's
gross.
Nothing worse than like you being sick or being in a position like that, looking across at somebody who else is not feeling well. And you're like, I should not be this close. And then there's just a, like shitty, like shower curtain.
Yeah. It was pretty shitty. And
they're always hacking.
I'm like, oh God, I don't want to be here.
You're going to catch something else.
People think just because they're in a hospital, they could just let loose. Like,
and you got to give it to people that work at hospital, because they're like walking through that shit all day.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
All day. Different doctors start coming in. I probably saw five different doctors come in. A lot of them didn't speak. Like I couldn't really understand them. And that just like made it worse. Like when it came to the conversations, right? Because
you gotta repeat yourself six times.
Yeah. I just, it was really tough. And, they said the same thing. Your oxygen levels look good. I'm not sure what it is. And I'm just like sitting in there in pain. I'm just like,
meanwhile,
I don't know.
They haven't given you anything to help.
They haven't given me anything. Right. And it's just hurting more and more. And so I was there for probably like an hour and a half. And then they decide they want to give me a chest x-ray, like a chest x-ray. So they put this machine right over my chest. They take like a picture, and then they go and they say, it looks like everything looks fine from this chest x-ray, but we're actually going to bring you to another test where you have to drink like a liquid. It's like a CT scan where you drink a dye and you watch like the liquid go down. That was really crazy to see, because it was live. I was able to see what they were looking at while dye was going down. The dye tasted insane, by the way. It was such an interesting thing I had to drink. And I was watching it go down. You see my, like, it go through my my esophagus and my, like, you don't really ever, like, think about your body. Like, when you sit there and you're, like, stretching and stuff, like, just think about, like, what's under that skin.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. It's just, like, filled with blood
muscles
and muscles and And you just, yeah, you never think about that. But so when I saw that, I was just like, wow, our bodies are really like precious. And like, we have to like,
take care of them.
Try to take care of it as much as possible. So they did the scan and then they said that they saw like somewhat of like a little tear in my esophagus.
Oh, mm-hmm. Would you look at that?
Like some sort of like leakage, they said.
Right. And they doubted you.
And they doubted me. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty much air was getting through the tear and was going into my mediastinum, which shouldn't have air in it.
I have to look all this up.
I want to get the paperwork because I want to explain exactly what I had. But you know what? Let me get my paperwork.
So it's like a pocket, like in your like chest cavity or something that shouldn't have air that it was going into.
Yes, that's why it felt so like tight. Like it felt like I had bronchitis and like or like pneumonia or bronchitis, yeah. But like extreme, right? Because I've had bronchitis, I've had pneumonia. It's bad,
and
but
ain't nobody
I don't go anywhere. I go to urgent care, and I know I need medication immediately. But this was like, this felt
wrong.
Past pneumonia. This was just, it was worrisome. Yeah.
It's just crazy how fast it happened in a matter of hours.
Oh yeah. It is like a little gap between, it looks like your lungs or something and your breastplate.
Yeah, so air gets between your breastplate and your lungs.
It probably felt like a balloon inside of here, like expanding.
Yeah, so like imagine you put a balloon in me and then you just start
filling
it up. Mm. Yeah.
Is there a way for them to like alleviate that air and pressure, or was
Can they pop it?
No, and that's the thing, right? I kept trying to burp. Because you know when you have like really bad like chest pain and you burp, get that good burp out. Yeah. Oh. Nothing was working. Nothing of the sort was working.
And nothing of the sort
was working.
Hair is crazy. Did you swallow maybe glass?
So
maybe a screw?
So I did mention to the doctor everything I did the day before, right? Mm-hmm. And I was completely honest. I said I did no water, I barely ate any food. I was flexing. I was pumping it out. I did a lot of exercise. I overworked myself.
I was honest. I told him I didn't drink water and I was flexing.
And then I told him that I threw probably 7 to 8 shots of tequila down that hatch with nothing in it. And thank you, Jordan. With nothing in it. And look, I had some homework that I had to do. So let's let's give you
open to page 25, everybody.
Let's give you a little knowledge on what we got. Oh, does it say the hospital in here? Okay. What's it called when you get diagnosed? They diagnosed me with pneumomediastinum. Pneumomediastinum. That is the presence of air in the mediastinum. This is the area of body that is between the lungs and behind the breastbone. Mild cases of this condition may not cause problems, but severe cases can interfere with the normal functions of your heart and lungs, which I had because I had a tear.
Oh, baby, you got pneumonia, ultra-psychoscotum, sidliscomus, ganicomiosis.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are the causes? The condition happens when air leaks out of your lungs. That right there just sounds scary. Horrible.
Horrible.
Air leaks out of your lungs. Ugh, makes me feel uneasy. Airways or intestines and into your mediastinum. This condition may be caused by childbirth, an injury to your chest, lung, intestine, esophagus, or abdomen, asthma. They asked me a million times if I had asthma. I said no. So
you should have said yes so you got attention quicker.
Right. Rapid ascent during scuba diving. Inhaling or ingesting certain drugs or chemicals.
Did you do any of that sort?
I did. I did a little bit that day. An infection in your face, neck, chest, or abdomen. Extreme strain during coughing or vomiting or breathing an object into an airway. I was doing a lot of everything, it seems like, this entire day. Mm-hmm. And
so what's like the healing process? Is it just like wait type thing, or is there something?
So they pretty much said that I can't exercise or lift weights for 2 to 3 weeks.
That's a good thing you just finished.
I can't. I mean, not really.
Yeah, but if this would have happened like 3 months ago,
that would have sucked. I can't drink for 2 to 3 weeks, which is fine. That was my punishment for not going home straight home. I can't eat anything spicy or acidic for like 2 to 3 weeks also. Mm-hmm. They said once it starts feeling better to go get a chest x-ray from like my primary.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. I feel like a lot better already. I think in like a day or two, I'll feel 100. So I actually Thursday, I think I'm getting my chest x-ray done, and I'm going to have my primary, who I trust,
yeah,
tell me exactly what I can do. I've been home for the past like few days, and it's been such a shitty feeling. It's been such a shitty feeling though, because I just felt like I was just punished for completing.
Right.
You also don't want to make it worse, so it's good to just kind of like lay low. And
I was really it was like a really shitty, depressing feeling.
Yeah.
Like just like I was such on a high that day. I finished it.
You were celebrating,
and then after landed in the hospital.
Crazy.
I'm too unhealthy. I get in the hospital.
Right.
I'm too healthy. Put me in a hospital.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Damned. You know, it's a fucking shit show, you know? And then it says over here,
at least your lung didn't pop.
Something could have ruptured.
Obviously they were like a little scared at some point. So they like started doing all these like exams on me. It could have gotten bad. I think like, If there's more air coming in, that
it's a good thing you went when you went though.
Yeah, dude, it was like it was just bad enough.
Remember, if you see something, say something.
Yeah,
if you feel something, say something.
I feel like a lot of people too, they just like kind of like just push through and they like stay in their house, and if there's ever a moment where you just feel or you just have this little feeling in you, just go to the ER, go to the. It's much better.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe they left me in pain for like 4.5 hours until I kept on, you know, the button that you get. So they ended up putting me in a room, right? And I pressed
Zane's
the
ringing his button.
I pressed the button like twice, and nobody was coming. Nobody was coming to the room, and Leah was with me. I was like, Leah, I'm gonna look like a crazy patient right now. I'm just gonna leave. I have to leave. I need something to stop this. There's gotta be something you can give me to at least either make me fall asleep quick,
yeah,
or just stop the pain in some way, something. And the lady comes in and she just like looks annoyed at this point. And I was like, I would like to get checked out. Like I want to leave. I'm going to go to a better hospital. Like
they were trying to keep you overnight too.
They wanted to keep me overnight. Yeah. I was like, I, first off, I had this, you know what what they inject into your like into your arteries or into your veins?
Like an IV.
So you can get an IV.
Heath called you and he was like, "Well, do they have you on an IV?" And you were like, "Yeah, but it's not connected."
They had me. They injected me with an IV, but they didn't plug it in anywhere. I was sitting here for like two hours with it not plugged in anywhere.
Plugged in anywhere.
I was like,
did somebody plug me in?
Is that the right term?
It was like a little charm bracelet that I had like attached to my hand, and I was like, you guys didn't like. Why don't you attach some morphine or something? I gotta leave the hospital. I was like, I'm gonna go, and they were like, okay, we'll get you some morphine. I was like, after four hours of
they
me begging,
they didn't want you there to begin with, and now they don't want you to go.
Yeah,
which one is it?
And
I wish you would have done the crazy person and just walked out like rolling that.
Yeah,
thing,
right.
And just start ripping it off slowly.
I finally got some morphine in me, and then immediately I just started like.
Relaxing.
My anxiety went down. I started breathing really like minimal, where I didn't feel like I needed to like breathe so
yeah
heavy.
Get so much air in and out, so like where it prevented from hurting, and I was able to just like kind of doze off a little bit, but not like fall asleep. But I could have been there for another 3-4 hours, mm-hmm, just like because I wasn't in pain anymore. And that's all I wanted. That was mainly the reason why I wanted to know what I had, but I also just wanted to, I thought going to the ER meant that there's a way that it would just stop hurting. You know what I mean?
The first word in ER is emergency. Like, yeah. Let's have some.
All I know is that I was getting shit fucking treatment. That's all I know. From personal experience, from the moment I got there to the moment I left, I was like, might as well should have just stayed in my bed.
And I would like to be in the hands of somebody that's enjoying their job and not stressed out.
I mean, being stressed out is fine, but just look like you care.
You
look like you care at least 5% about my well-being, being in this room.
Hook my IV up
to something, either liquid or more, just something.
Baby, it's not like I'm taking one of your bags. It's not like it's coming out of your,
Just give me something.
You're going to spend $15,000 for the bag.
Oh, I can't wait to see the bill. After yeah, all, after just being hurt the whole time and getting nothing to relieve it, Bill's gonna be what, $15,000?
And then telling you afterwards that we don't take your insurance.
We don't take your insurance, by the way.
Then what's the point of insurance if nobody takes it? Everywhere we go, they're like, no, we don't take that. Then what do you take?
I'm done.
Isn't that something?
Then what do you take?
Everywhere we go, they don't take our insurance. That's
what they want.
And my Travis was telling me, you have the best insurance. I was like, that's crazy because I feel like no place takes my insurance ever.
No.
You would pay so much. It's so expensive. And then why don't they just have one insurance that everybody has and every place takes it?
It's terrible.
I just don't get it.
It is pretty crazy that there's so many different ones that aren't accepted, are accepted this type.
Insurance should just be insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, the closest one that you have is an hour away, so we're going to have to.
Oh, it's always an hour. It's always an hour away.
The prices should just be normal. It doesn't need to be $500 for a Band-Aid.
Like, ask for it itemized.
Zane, I would love that breakdown.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see the breakdown. I've seen enough TikToks. I know what I'm talking about now.
But if the prices were normal.
They charge you for every minute in the waiting room.
Yeah. If it was normal, you could just pay it and you wouldn't have to have insurance.
Yeah.
Like if you would have $500, you would have been way more happy with that than having to spend all this money every single month.
Heath, I'd have been happy in my bed.
I'd have been happy if I just felt
in my comfortable bed. I got to watch TV.
We would have came over.
Yeah.
We would.
Mariah, I feel like if you just made me some herbal soup or some shit, I just felt better?
Heath was sick. Tell him how fast you healed.
Tell him.
Tell him.
It was a day, not
It was
even.
Like a day or two.
Wow.
Soup, garlic, honey, lemon.
I wanted to come back just to see if I could get exactly what I needed in this house, in my bed.
Probably. Well, I told Heath, I was like, is he sure he doesn't need somebody to pick him up? Do we need to go over there?
You would be an amazing nurse. You really would.
Oh, thank you.
I think you would.
You would.
I like, even if I can't physically do anything, I like making people feel better.
The doctor wants you to take all this medication, but if you chew on this garlic and put honey in your ear, you're going to be good. Trust me.
Let me put this garlic in every hole in your body and forget it.
I always carry some
garlic. Some garlic. Yeah, I just stink walking by.
garlic.
That SpongeBob episode.
The garlic nurse.
Am I ugly? The garlic nurse.
Stick your toes in some sweet potatoes. You'll be good in 20 minutes. What? It's so funny, all the videos you were showing me of like guys and girls, how they react when they're sick.
like women versus men when they're sick. And it was the
so
girls.
Funny.
The girls like coughing and sneezing, but still getting shit done around the
vacuuming,
house. And then
doing
the
laundry.
Men have like a 97 degree fever and they're like,
oh, 100% true.
Like,
yeah. We'll take that.
I'm not going to make it.
Why don't we make it?
I don't know.
Why is our sickness just so much worse? why do we make it so much worse?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think
guys just want to be taken care of.
I think that's what it is. I think like instinctively you want to like just rest and like it feels so much better.
But when girls want it back, we just give them a hard time.
Mm. He's so lucky I don't get sick.
Never. I think you've been sick one time since I've met you.
6.5
When's
years?
The last time you took a pill?
Never.
This girl's never taken a pill in her life.
Even when I got my wisdom teeth out, I didn't take
any Advil.
No painkillers or nothing.
We just honey.
She stuck
in my gums.
Zane, she got the tooth removed and stuck a garlic clove in the hole.
Honestly.
just a clove. Oh, what's the black stuff where you put in rice? The clove, right?
Well, a clove of garlic is.
Like
yeah,
these.
Okay. So that you. No, what is that?
Ooh, what does that do?
When you have a cavity and it hurts, you take that and you put it on the tooth that like is hurting.
Really?
And it numbs it. Yeah.
No
natural
way.
Medicine is the most amazing thing.
Oh, no,
thing.
It actually can't be beat.
I love it.
It like, cannot be beat.
Holistic approaches to healing.
Sign me up.
My dad was all over the shit when we were kids. You should have seen the shit he was making us drink. He was making sour milk, garlic shit that we...
But you felt better immediately, right?
It was disgusting, but it worked.
My
it
arm
worked.
Could be falling off and my mom is on that stove. The honey, garlic, lemon, every olive oil.
Yeah.
And it would go in our ears, in our nose. We would swallow it. She'd be like, how do you want this taken?
Yeah. And we forget because how are people doing it back then? You think there was a factory making pills of powder form? And this shit did not exist. How do you think people were getting treated?
I swear by it. I've never taken anything, and I swear by it.
To be fair, back then they were also dying at 20.
Hey,
right, their whole life they never took anything. Oh yeah, you're dying at 16. All right,
but I'm 29 years old, and I'm extremely healthy.
We have living proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not watch what I eat.
And I do not wash my hands.
The amount of times I've taken a bottle of olive oil and poured it into her ear is crazy.
Oh, warm olive oil. If you have an ear, or like when I get off the plane, my ears get clogged.
Yeah.
So they'll either start to hurt, not excruciating, but just to relieve it, hot olive oil down the hatch.
Oh, and it doesn't like go into your...
That's where it's supposed to go.
Oh,
because everything's connected. So that's why my mom says, do you want to eat it or do you want it to go through your ear?
Well, you usually do it through your ear.
I like eating it because I don't mind the taste. But I'll have him like squeeze it into my ear and you tilt on your side. And my mom would do it to us. She'd pour it down her ear. We'd take a nap and we wake up and we're cured.
But then you wrap a banana peel around your head.
No, he's making that up.
So you put the banana peel and then tape it.
I might try that.
I was about to say, if you put it through your ear, just throw a couple noodles in there and you can fucking cook up a nice little
like fishing in there.
Yeah. I don't know. Throw a couple garlic in there. Marinara.
I swear by garlic.
Call that the
little marinara. shrimp cocktail earring.
Dinner is.
Do you want some cheese on top of that?
Yeah. All right, tell me when.
Yuck.
I swear.
Disgusting.
But I don't know.
But yeah, ever since, you know, again, I know a few of you are probably listening to this that work in a hospital and I just got a shitty experience and I hope I never have to go to the ER ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I break my arm or something.
Hospitals are great if you're like something is broken,
a live bullet in you. Yeah, because my mom was furious because my mom used to work used to be a paramedic,
mm-hmm.
and so she, you know, she deals with this all the time. She always used to have to bring people to the hospitals. She gets it, and she was on the phone being completely honest with me. She's like, "Look, to be completely honest, if you don't have like a live bullet in you or like you're not just stabbed seconds before coming into that ER, chances are you're not going to get really looked at."
I feel like it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
I remember growing up and my brother's like something, a minor injury or something. And like everybody would be taken care of right away. Oh yes. Right this way. Let me get you a room. Like instead of like what? Have a seat. We'll see you tomorrow. Like, okay.
The DMV.
Seriously.
That's a good show. Like getting people from the DMV to work at the hospital and getting...
There should be like Real Housewives, but DMV.
Yes. Wow.
That would be like, I That'd would love be so to see fun. Them in their home life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. Thank you.
Look at that. It was nothing. You know, they were right.
You know, I think I just like really overworked myself that day. I should have toned it back a little bit, and I should have never put alcohol on me. That was like crazy. Like when I told my mom was like, that was pretty crazy. You like drank any alcohol with that. I was like, yeah, that's pretty wild. Especially since I was really good with not drinking. That should have been even more of a reason why I didn't drink at that moment. Cause if I was going to drink any day, this is like the worst day to do it.
Yeah.
When my body's like at an all-time low.
Because you were excited. Yeah, you were excited. Yeah. I think you felt good.
Even if I did go home, I didn't even drink at Barney's. All the drinking was done in that green room.
Yeah, the damage was already done.
Damage was done in that room, for sure. It's so funny. They had a mirror that said, if somebody brought their mirror from home, the mirror said like, something about like being a princess. Well, if the crown fits, it was perfect with like the underwear that I was wearing.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, no, yeah. Good. I want to actually
apologize.
I want to apologize real quick. I want to apologize real quick about to the hospital community,
the hospital slander.
This was just based on my own experience. Obviously, like this was just how I felt when I was in there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a much better experience at other hospitals. I think I just went to a not good hospital. It was also like a two-star hospital.
But there are good in. And like I've had experiences with doctors and hospitals that have been like, this guy was absolutely incredible
and it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
But then I've also been to ones where I've been there for 14 hours and then they hand me a pamphlet and tell me that I had a headache.
Yeah.
When my head felt like. So
it's just like, you know, yeah, you know what?
Ooh. I just really want to apologize.
No, it was just this hospital. This hospital sucked. It just sucked.
Yeah.
And that was my fault. I should have went to a better one instead of just assuming that I was going to be in and out. Mm. So that was, I take responsibility for that. I could have just taken the time, do a little research and go to a better hospital.
I'm just going to say for $15,000 though, you would expect.
Oh, hell no. I haven't seen the bill yet. I'm so scared to see that bill, but I'm going to try to come up.
It's going
to
be at least.
I'm going to work it down. I got it. Oh, I got it. Honestly, I'm going to just let my mom do the talking because she knows like. She knows everything in and out about a hospital. Even Tally too. My brother's fiance, she knows. So I feel like I can get some advice.
It's your what? Sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law, yeah.
Got Speaking it. Of my mom's in town.
Yeah.
She came here to be supportive for my eye surgery.
For your big day. Woo!
But also found out she's pretty much here to get away from the country. She was like, man, am I happy to see city lights right now.
Yeah, the second she landed, she goes, oh, it's good to see lights.
Yeah, I heard them talking in the kitchen today, talking about how the only thing they could Postmates was at Little Caesars, an hour away. The only thing they could Postmates. Available. That's insane.
But yeah, so she's supporting, but she's also excited to be in civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to have her here. I'm excited. It's going to be
a fun little week. Care of
and it's perfect weather right healing. Now.
Yeah.
Nice and chilly, but comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's your nerves?
It's
or a little better.
I feel like you're still debating on whether you want to do it or not.
I know. I didn't want to say anything.
No, I can tell. You don't have to say. Yeah, you don't have to say anything.
You could read me?
Yeah, of course.
No, I have a feeling I'm going to walk in and be like, I can't do this.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to do it.
Like, just don't think about it. And then once you're there, it's like, okay, yeah. Now I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? Real medical hospitals, you don't get taken care of very well. But if you're going in for Botox.
Oh, champagne.
Yeah, what is that?
Champagne.
Chocolate, anyone?
Everybody gets their own personal nurse.
Yeah, you get a robe.
Engraved. Somehow they already have your initials on it.
You're not getting that pee-pee cocky fucking scrub. You should have seen. They had immediate. I didn't even need one, right? They were like, sir, we're gonna put, like, I think they wanted me to look like I belonged there, right? I was like, I don't need this. And for some reason, the minute I put it on, diarrhea. I don't know what happens as like, soon as I put like those things on.
When people say, like, I don't know what happens when I walk into Target or like Home Goods or something.
You have to go to the bathroom. That's a thing.
Like CVS.
Immediately.
That's so funny. I've never thought about that, yeah. But that's really funny.
I don't know what's in that CVS air.
So I put it on immediately. Because when I have my own room at this point, and Leah's in there, and I'm like, oh God, I gotta go. And okay, this is like BB cocky talk. I'm so sorry.
Those walls are paper thin too.
Oh, paper thin, right? I'm sitting on Heath. I have never had that. No solid. Oh, straight liquid.
But at least it sounded like you were peeing.
Heath, I was so shocked. I had to take a video.
I was worried.
I was about to send it to my mom, and I was like, I should probably not send this to anybody. It was. Mariah, liquid. Imagine opening the hose, turning on like a fire hose, and.
A fire hose.
A part of me really wants to hear.
Wait, can you play it? You I don't want to see it, but play the audio. Play the audio. All right, yeah.
But should we post it on Patreon?
Imagine that's how we get people to subscribe. We're playing the audio on Patreon. If y'all nasties really want to hear it, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. But this is our reaction to it. Not you saying that, Jordan. Jordan's throwing up. Jordan's puking. I think.
Jordan just exited stage left.
Oh my God.
Zane, on the end of that video, was there. So, in the middle section, was there music playing at the end or no? I think Jordan hit a button and it was like twinkling stars at the end. I wish you guys just heard that. Did you hit. Did you hit like music?
Zane. Bubba, he just showed me the video.
It wasn't just like the ceiling?
No.
Are you sure? I'm not going to see that, but.
You know,
can I?
Zane, I can.
That traumatized you, right?
I literally can't look at your face right now.
All right, don't make him feel bad. We asked for it.
That's crazy. Concerning, right? Concerning.
Wait, was Leah in that room?
No, this was at home.
Oh, all right. That's
You're going to have to take that coffee cup off the desk right now because that is all I
That's
see.
Literally, this was it.
That's what I just watched.
No.
It was the thickness of this.
But same liquidity. Like
consistency.
Guy, people are definitely shutting this off. There's like, how can you make it podcast. Bro, let's make a podcast.
We should buy microphones.
Okay, let's end that conversation.
Yeah.
We should have ended it with this because I can't continue this. There's some pros with all this. Mm-hmm. One of the pros is that I've decided to start my no vape journey.
Yeah, how is that going?
Because I like cannot smoke right now, obviously.
Yes.
And then I figured, why just not start? Because I was supposed to start January 1st anyways. Mm-hmm. So this is like,
this is a blessing in disguise.
This is him saying it's time.
It's time.
But it is nice when you have something that you're trying to quit that you don't want and can't have right now. So like, it's not like you're trying to quit and you're like, man, I need it. I want it. I could do it if I wanted. You know that if you were to smoke right now, it would hurt and make your situation worse.
Exactly.
So you're kind of like,
how are you doing with it?
It's today, day three.
The thing is that it still feels a little tight. So the feeling goes away of wanting to vape.
Yeah.
Once it's all clear, I think that's when it starts to get very hard because your body, when you don't smoke, what is it? When you stop smoking like vape for like a day, just a day or two, your body's already starting to like regenerate and repair itself.
That's crazy.
Because like, you know, vape users, they're smoking at all times of the day, every single day. They don't like put it down, especially like just users like me. So not having it for like a day or two, that's my body's probably like
feeling better and starting to like clean itself. Has it been hard or no?
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty tough. It's only going to get harder. I know I want to try. My friend was telling me about like the Zen pad, something like Zen. I was going to try that. I've never liked like Nicorette gum or anything like that. It gets me so lightheaded. Like, I don't like the feeling at all. But there's got to be something where I can take that.
You could do the patch.
Heath used to do the grinds coffee.
Well, that is,
I wouldn't like the coffee flavor of that. Like that.
It's basically like a coffee pouch. But you could do like a patch so you're not chewing Nicorette gum, and the patch gives you nicotine so you're not having those like nicotine withdrawals, and you can like get through.
I just
with
don't
breaking
understand how like that works. How
it
does
soaks in
how
your,
does
like,
that
bloodstream.
Feeling make you not want to grab a like that's
because your body is still getting the nicotine, so you're not.
It's definitely. I feel like it's definitely hard for people who have the oral fixation. Like they just want to.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
instead of like focusing on the feeling. Obviously, the feeling is what they're addicted to, but it's just also like being so used to having that in your hand.
Like I love the
when I was smoking like the vape thing, I tried doing a vape without nicotine, and it wasn't the same.
It wasn't.
It is the oral fixation of like.
It's like the thickness of it. It's like that.
But it gives you that burn, that lightheaded, it's the nicotine that you're really chasing.
So if I had the patch and then a water vapor thing, you think together should be like heaven.
Yeah.
I'm starting and I will keep you guys updated every week.
Stay strong. Don't let your
pain
mind
is happening for a reason. What? I think it's helping you wean off of it.
Wean off?
Don't let your mind convince you to do it.
Yeah. I just need to like figure out a
alternative.
Yeah. Just like, you know, I found alternative with my like with my desserts. Mm-hmm. I was able to like figure it out and find something. I think I just have to like kind of shop around and see what the best alternative is. And I'm sure I'll figure it out. I've been pretty good with that.
I forgot to say when we were talking about my mom, another reason she's excited to get here is because, well, their house almost caught fire.
Oh.
they were sleeping the other night and their dog was just barking out the window. And my mom was just like, Jagger, stop, stop. And was just like kind of like brushing it off because, you know, dogs see things and they start barking. And he just would not stop. So finally, my mom gets up to go like look out the window to see what he's barking at. And they have a pump house at the front of their property for like their water and stuff. And she looks out and that is on fire. And there's like, they live in the woods. So like there's trees everywhere. And luckily the dog saw it and caught it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Because the fire was starting to spread. So basically one of the electric power cables that run out there snapped off because it's 0 degrees there right now. They're freezing cold, snowing and everything. But it snapped and landed in the grass and it was still running electricity through it.
Yeah.
So it was just sparking, causing everything to catch fire. And it was just like starting to spread. And then
there could be like big, wild forest fires and like a cold climate like that still.
Well, luckily it was kind of cold and damp, so it didn't get like out of control.
Yeah.
But it was, would have kept going if they didn't catch it.
Yeah.
So they called the fire department and then,
took them an hour to get there.
Yeah, pretty much. Getting the fire truck up the mountain did take a while.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't just get a helicopter over there, especially if it's a fire. I feel like that's something you want to get to.
Yeah, because I think she said it took 45 minutes for them to get to her.
Yeah.
That's really bad when there's a fire.
The house would be completely gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But luckily, it is further away from their house. But, like, it could have caught the woods and stuff around. But, yeah, she was like, I will never be mad at my dog again for barking.
Yeah.
Because it just saved their life. Exactly. You know what I mean? But yeah, pretty wild. Wildfires are crazy.
They are.
But
I really don't, like, I hope to God there's not another one, like, anytime soon in this, like.
I know.
Whenever the fires are crazy.
It's just when that wind starts ramping up, it just spreads it.
It's so scary. Just seeing those videos of everyone, like, just driving through hell.
Like, your mom and, like, our friend Austin, just so much respect for firefighters.
Yeah.
To see a burning building and just walk into it is
running
the
in.
Craziest thought process.
Like, it's already hot as hell under that gear.
Yeah.
Even when I was doing that training, the firefighter challenge that I did with my mom for the
dog. Yeah, yeah.
That alone was like, how?
I did see a really cool video of these like two firefighters that were in a burning building and they had like a hose that sprayed like a cone up around them. And it was basically like a force field bubble to keep the fire from getting to them.
Nuts.
I got mad respect. I really do. And honestly, firefighters look so badass.
Yeah, they do have the best uniforms, I think.
It is so cool.
They look so cool.
They know what they're doing.
Way cooler than an astronaut.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, shall we wrap or?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Jump in the unwind.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Well, thank you again for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms. Mm-hmm. And then we post the video version of these podcasts every Tuesday on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Ooh.
Zane and Ether. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we post bonus content, high and drunk episodes. We also have live Q&As, which we're going to do today, right after this episode. We're also... have what else we got on there? We do
unwind. So basically we keep all these cameras rolling even after the episode. Now they're like 20-30 minutes, whatever. We just like hang out. It's like an extended cut of the podcast, so you get to enjoy it for even longer. All of that for $5 a month at patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We also have a trial going right now, so you can try it out for a week, see if you like it. And if you don't, you're wrong. again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Also, make sure to try Cremota Coffee, cremota.com. We've got bagged coffee. We got K-cups. We got matcha. We got a bunch of different flavors. We got drinkware. We got it all. Cremota.com.
Thank you so much again for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. And we'll see you unwinders in 5 seconds.
Ciao.
Bye.